to the slave is Juneteenth. Juneteenth, 2022. Mr. President, Congress, and fellow citizens, today I call out to you and the masses with as much humility as an enslaved king can muster. I do not profess to possess the proficiency of a paid orator, nor am I a volunteer but a servant of the downtrodden. A thousand pardons, but from where I'm standing, on the square of truth and a fist full of knowledge, what is the cause for acknowledging and celebrating your Juneteenth holiday? How am I or others constrained by chains to perceive your national observance? What of us, of the American dream, bedazzled with all of the righteous and justice for all catchphrases when justice for all is elusive to the American dreamer? Need I confirm emphatically for the civic psyche that no slave desires and no patriot remains who is forced to dream about the Bill of Rights, but to live them? This calamity is not an oversight of a higher power, but the actions of other public citizens empowered by we the people. As rueful as it is, you've digressed on our demarcation, and so we are excluded from the commemoration of your political birthday. Your illustrious autonomy delineating the gaping schism between us. This day for you jubilant, but not exalted on the plantations. The legacy of the sword of justice, the light of liberty, the promise of prosperity, and the volition of free will inherited by your ancestors, an heirloom still possessed by you, not us. The earth's water that cleanses you and replenishes your blood, toxic here, yet fit for tears. Juneteenth is your narrative, not ours. How blind the dreamer to not see the hypocrisy of the political theater of the left, who in the age of Black Lives Matter espouses critical race theory on its party marquee, while allowing the exception clause of the 13th Amendment to stand statuesque as we suffer suffrage and have our First and Second Amendment rights fall to unmarked graves, buried, yet alive like chattels. And this shameless stench of evil equality is a bipartisan windfall enjoined by the pious party of Lincoln, who publicly campaigns in opposition to BLM and CRT, albeit complicit in the perpetuation of body brokering and involuntary servitude. What to the American slave is your Juneteenth? In fact, all who've become felons and prisoners have become the new Negroes, no matter their genealogy, and today broadcast to them in high definition that they are subjugated to a class where every human interaction is perceived confrontation with someone greater than themselves. To them, 170 years after Frederick Douglass berated this nation for venerating the 4th of July during slavery, you are worthy of the same tongue lashing for glorifying a farce holiday and its accompanying political propaganda. The slaves, especially us down here in Texas, know that even the devil can quote scripture. This is how a slaveholding Thomas Jefferson could write the Declaration of Independence. Magnanimous words and cruelly antithetical, considering one of his wife's slaves was the product of rape, yet her own half-sister, who Jefferson went on to side for enslaved children with. That same ignoble and nefarious sickness has managed to mutate and thrive in pandemic fashion, with free rein from Jefferson's executive branch to the judicial stem of the Dred Scott decision to Senator Byrd's KKK-populated congressional chambers. This said, we are conscious that it is fruitless to demand from our oppressors that we be liberated and restored through humanitarian uplift. Instead, we appeal without sugar-coated words, covert campaign slogans, and media-manipulated marketing to the taxpaying American public citizens who own the vote, our true masters. Do prison lives matter to you who promote anti-bullying, gender equality, women's reproductive rights, freedom of speech, and hate crime laws? Tell us then, if you can't tell a woman what she can and can't do with her body, How does that same woman on a plantation forced into labor, not bullying? Where is the love in that law reflected when juxtaposed with your hate crime laws? I've been disciplined on plantations for talking in the hallway. How is it that someone has the right to say that they identify as a different gender than they are biologically, but even with freedom of speech, I don't have the right to say, well, anything without reprisal from a politically incorrect officer? As your parents, siblings, and children, we've watched with jury eyes, calloused hands, and sagging pride beneath the yoke of pepper spray and AR-15s if you've rallied, protested, and burned down town squares when you thought you knew why you were doing it. You, the dreamer that wasn't marching, sleepwalking, and dreaming that all Americans were free, that dreamt that you were woke while your vision was obscured by political programming. Today, as you assemble at your churches and parks and family residences to sing, dance, imbibe, feast, pray, joke, and gleefully celebrate the symbolic occurrence that never occurred, the milestone that was never reached, this token holiday, a political parody that you treasure, is fool's gold. To be politically correct, fake news. How many times have you voted, yet slavery still slithers? If you are not voting for freedom, your guilt and our enslavement shocks the conscience, dishonors our forefathers, and condemns our progeny while strengthening the ruling class. And for the plantation slaves who continue to celebrate Juneteenth, you are the most valuable stock. Only your ilk can be trained and trusted to eat from the hands of our captives. If the winds of freedom blew away the fences, walls, and razor wire, you'd only lace up your trusty work boots made from slave labor to help Massa run down and recapture those of us who flee. Some of us innocent, our only true crime being impoverished, low-hanging fruit, ripe for exploitation. What we need voted on, repealed, enacted, and abolished is prosecutorial reform, including an oversight committee. The 13th Amendment abolished, repealed, no involuntary servitude. A congressional review of rubber-stamped indictments. Abolishment of the death penalty due to extremely high volumes of wrongful convictions. An end to solitary confinement. Repealing of the AEDPA, especially the time bar and subsequent writ rules. Restoration of voting rights. A 20-year cap, max, on life sentences. Parole and pardon reform. Good time, work time credit accounted for. Expungement of felonies after a certain period. Thank you for your support with these endeavors to stop our bodies from being stolen and forced into involuntary servitude. On behalf of the Texas Liberation Collective Movement, think, learn, teach.